Hello, friends and family. So nice to be here with you all. Hey, when I was asking God about what I was to speak about, he put prayer on my heart. Yeah, and I thought, I am the least qualified person to speak about this. I'm not going to speak about prayer. But I just couldn't feel anything else. Just felt like God was just putting it on my heart. It just kept coming up and I just couldn't think of anything else. That was what I had to talk about. So here we go. Can I just pray with you first? Yeah, God, just thank you for bringing us all together and thank you for this word that you've given me and that you're speaking through me. And I just pray that it will just, that there'll be some things in here, what I'm saying, that will people will relate to and that they'll be able to take home with them and that it will have an impact on their lives. Thanks. Amen. Yeah, so a friend once said to me, or actually just said to me recently, start with what you want people to take away. So I'll tell you what I want you to take away. My main point is that prayer is not a thing to do when you're in trouble or when you want something. That's what I've found. It's just constant communication with God. That's really the main thing. I talk to God, you know, all day throughout the day. I share everything with him. I mean, he sees everything I'm doing anyway, so I may as well. And it's easy because I don't need to explain anything to him because he already knows. So we can just sort of, you know, go into conversation easily without me having to go through the whole backstory and everything, which is really cool. And also I think knowing who I'm speaking to when I'm praying, because I sometimes speak to God as my Father, and sometimes I speak to Holy Spirit, who is like my comforter, my provider, and also gives me guidance and wisdom. And sometimes I speak to Jesus, who is like my friend or my brother, and of course my Savior. So, just depends what I'm doing and I change on who I'm speaking to. I know it's the same person, but it becomes more relatable, I think, when you are speaking specifically to God or Holy Spirit or Jesus. And I just want to tell you about how I first got into praying. So it was quite a few years ago before I was going to church or, you know, following God as such, I was searching and I was starting my journey searching for something, searching for God and reading books. And I got this book, this little book. This actually wasn't the book, it was a smaller one, but it's the Prayer of Jabez. And this is found in 1 Chronicles 4 verse 10. You might have heard about this or not, because it's only a very small passage. But the only really thing that I can tell you about this guy Jabez is that he was more honourable than his brothers. And his mother called him Jabez because she bore him in pain. That's what it means. But he prayed. Not a good way to start, born in pain. But he prayed this prayer, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil." Or some versions say, keep me from trouble and pain. And then it says God granted him his request. And I just thought that was pretty powerful, you know, and I didn't really know much about God or praying, I just decided to pray that every day because we were in a position at the time where we were in debt and, you know, life was a bit harder financially. We had the young kids and you know, so I couldn't sort of work full time and we were just struggling to make ends meet, I guess, and we had this debt. And so I just kept praying this every day. And within about a year or so, can't remember exactly, but I just know that God started blessing us and our debt diminished, and it was all paid off, and we became debt free. So I just attribute that to praying that prayer. I can't see how else it would have happened, actually. And so it was quite good thinking about this, because it made me think about that prayer again, and I just faithfully prayed it for so long, and then I'd kind of forgotten about it and let it go. So I've decided I'm going to include this in my daily prayer again. And I've heard from other people that have started reading this prayer or praying to God this particular prayer every day, that they've had that kind of outcome where they've been financially blessed by God. Yeah, so there's another little story that I want to tell you. Recently, a friend gave me some verses to pray over my children. And so they're like covenant promises. I've actually got some of them here, and they're really cool. They're just like reading scriptures out of the Bible. Things like, God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And then you sort of turn that into a prayer and say, I thank you, God, that you've not given me nor my children a spirit of fear. Instead, by the blood of Jesus, we have a spirit of power, love and a sound mind. And there's a whole lot here. I've got like about 12 of them, I think. And so I just sort of, you know, started praying those every day. And I've just noticed that my relationship with my children is better. Hey, Bella. and it's really good. I just think, when you concentrate on something like that, that you're just, you know, asking God to bless your children and asking Him for things, and you're focusing on what you see that God is doing in your life and in your children's life, and what you can see who they are going to be, and who God is working in them to be in the future. And you can just really, it's really encouraging. That's what I find. It's just so encouraging. So I do have a copy of this if anybody is interested in getting a copy and wants to pray them over themselves or their children or anybody else. They're just fantastic, because sometimes I think you don't know what to pray. And so I think it's really cool just to pray God's word. Yeah. I was too embarrassed to pray in public for ages. I sort of felt like, you know, I didn't have the right words and I wasn't eloquent, and everybody around me seemed to have, you know, the prayer thing going, like the jargon, and just, you know, just sounded like they, you know, knew what they were talking about. And so it's taken me quite a while, actually, just to kind of warm up to that. I pray a lot at home, pray a lot, you know, by myself, and talk to God all the time. But actually praying in public, you know, even like I have a life group, and we get together and sometimes we pray together. And even in that situation, I always feel like, you know, there are other people more qualified to pray than me. And what I've been learning, or what God has been showing me, is that it's actually not about that. It's not about, you know, there's that scripture somewhere about, I'm just trying to think. I have got it here. I've just sort of gone off my notes, got carried away here. But I can't remember. It's in Matthew or something, and it's about where God says, where Jesus says, not to babble when you pray, and just, you know, and being repetitive. But I actually don't think that it's so much about being repetitive, because then, you know, there's that other scripture about the judge and the widow, and she goes back, and Jesus talks about that in a parable, and how she keeps going back to the judge and going back and again and again and asking. And Jesus is saying that, you know, sometimes that's what you need to do. You need to keep asking and asking, and then you'll get there. So I don't think it's so much about the repetitive thing. I think it's more about your heart and your motive. You know, when you're praying, what it's about, you know, the heart thing, like what you're feeling, and when you talk to God, you get real and vulnerable and just talk to Him about what's on your heart, and I think not worrying about what other people think. That's something I have to take on board. Yeah. So what I've learned to do is start my prayers when I'm praying, when I actually have my scheduled prayer time, which I think is a good thing to have as well. For me, it's a really good way to start my day. It just gets me on the right track. And if I don't start my day by praying, I really notice it. You know, it's just, yeah, the day just doesn't go as well. And so I start my prayers with thankfulness. You know, a lot of people talk about that, starting with being grateful and thankful for, and praising God and worshipping. I think because it's so easy to get straight, and I have to stop myself all the time because it's so easy to get straight into all those requests and those things that are really pressing on you, you know. It's like, oh, I really need to talk to God about this and ask Him to do this and ask Him for this. But I just always have to go, no, okay, back up the bus, look. Just going to praise you, just going to let you know that I do think you're wonderful. I do love you, and, you know, it's not just about asking for what I want. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so, and also I think asking when I'm praying for the right thing at the right time, the right thing for the person. You know, sometimes we can be really enthusiastic about praying what we think that God would want or what we know the person wants, but actually it might not be what is the best thing to pray for. So just I've just been learning to change my prayer around so that I'm not praying for something that isn't going to glorify God or not going to be the best way forward, I guess. So I ask for His will to be done, not mine. You know, the best answer to prayer is always what brings God the most glory, and it's not always the way that we think that it's going to be. It's often very different, actually. Sometimes God delivers us from our problems, and sometimes He delivers us through our problems. Yeah, I did actually plagiarize that one. And I have to say, the primary purpose of prayer is not to change circumstances. The primary purpose of prayer is to change us. And another thing that I found, a little slogan, I can't even remember where, but I really liked it, and I've had it in my prayer journal for ages, and it says, desire the promiser more than the promise. Which is something, you know, that I've just sort of remind myself now and then. I've got this prayer journal that a friend gave me, and it's really good. I love it. I write my prayer requests in there. I write all the prayers, you know, that I if I get stuck and I just want to talk to God and I'm like, I don't really know what to say. I just open up my prayer journal and there's prayers in there that I've prayed or that I've written out, and I just pray those, you know. And another thing that I just wanted to share, sometimes we think God is not answering our prayers, but the reality is that sometimes He's answering them with a no or a wait. Like, we will say, oh, God's not listening to me, He's not actually answering my prayer. I mean, I've said that, but you know, I know, I can't believe it either, Ethan. Pull me up if I ever say anything like that. But, you know, sometimes He is saying no or wait. And I think the thing is, often we don't want to hear that. I know that from my own, you know. Yeah. So God is listening to us always. You know, and I think God has favorites. I think He favors those who ask. You know, once again, we are going to be on the move, looking for a new house, and we'll be praying specifically for the house that we want and the things that we want or that we see as being our needs, which are our wants. And, you know, last time we did that and God came through, he actually provided everything that we wanted and more. It was a last minute thing, I have to say. You know, he came through at the last minute, kept us on our toes. I think we signed up for the house 2 days before we had to actually move. But it was just amazing, you know. And I mean, you know, typical me, I get into the house and I go, oh, it's not as good as the last house. I don't like this and I don't like that, because I take a little while to adapt when it comes to things like that. And now I'm like, I don't want to leave. It's the best house we've ever lived in. I absolutely love it. So, you know, God always knows better than I do about these things. Yeah, so I know he has something fabulous around the corner for us, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'm pretty excited. Normally I'm really, you know, pretty like, oh, I don't want to move. I mean, it's only not quite 2 years since we last moved, you know. We get a bit over the moving, but I'm actually really excited about it because I know God's got something really cool for us, and it's just another season. And we always have such wonderful people that help us move. They're probably getting sick of it too. Oh, golly. It seems to me that nearly every answer to everything in the Bible is to pray. In Philippians 4, it says, and this is just paraphrased, don't worry about a thing, be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled request before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell him every detail of your life, and then God's wonderful peace will make the answers known to you. And in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17 in the Message, it says, pray all the time, thank God no matter what happens. And then there's a whole lot of other scriptures, humble ourselves, pray and seek God, that's in 2 Chronicles. Pray in the Spirit, Ephesians. Pray for those who persecute you, in Matthew. Watch and pray. Pray without ceasing. And, of course, you know, as I mentioned before, the parable about the judge and the widow. And Jesus said, God will give swift justice to those who don't give up. So be ever praying. I just decided that I just want to make my life a prayer and just, you know, all the time, just everything I do, everything be to give God glory. I know it's not, but that's what I'm working on. So I have so many more answered prayers that I could share with you, but it would just take too much time. But there is such a lot. And oh, cool. Okay. Because I haven't really touched on that, but I've got, I came across some really cool things on the internet, some prayer wheels. And a prayer clock where it has like a whole hour, because sometimes you think, there's no way I could pray for a whole hour. But this clock is broken up into 5 minute segments. Like the first one is praise for 5 minutes, and then praying into the kingdom, and then, you know, kingdom of heaven to come down on earth, I guess that's how I take it. And then 5 minutes praying forgiveness and confession, and then petition, and then intercession, and then Bible reading, meditation, thanksgiving, praying scriptures, praying the word, singing, listening to God for 5 minutes or longer, and then praise again. Yeah, that's actually interesting. That's another thing is about prayer is not just one way, like me talking to God. It has been a lot of the time, but I actually need to just sit and listen and let God speak to me and make it a two-way conversation. And, you know, I'm working on that. It's a work in progress. Yeah, so I have turned a couple of scriptures that I favour into a prayer for myself. One of them I absolutely love is John 17, which is extremely powerful because this is the prayer that Jesus prayed with the disciples when he was about to leave them. But another couple of favourite prayers that I like to pray are out of Psalm, of course, Psalm 23. And, of course, there's the Lord's Prayer, which is really cool in the Passion Translation. That is so good to pray into. And I also have turned Psalm 85 and 86 into a prayer. So I'll just pray that to you now, with you, to you, with you, at you. Oh, golly. Yeah, so I just say, Father, hear my prayer. Teach me more about you. I desperately need you. Hear my constant cry for help. You've forgiven me and covered every one of my sins with your love. Bring me back to loving you, God, my Saviour. Restore my heart. Give me a fresh start. Show me your favour. Reveal more of your loving kindness to us. Remind me of your promise of peace. For I know your power and presence shines on all your lovers. Your glory and righteousness is on me as I bow low before you. Rain down your blessings on me. Your grace fountain keeps overflowing, drenching all your lovers who pray to you. God, there's no one like you. There is no other God. You outshine all others with your miracles. All greatness belongs to you. Teach me more about you so that I can walk in your truth. Until everything within me brings honour to your name. With all my heart and passion, I will thank you, my God. I will give glory to your name forever and ever, for great is your nurturing and tender love to me. You are slow to get angry, yet so swift to show your faithful love. Bring me to your grace fountain so that your strength becomes mine. Be my hero and rescue me again. Show me a sign of your favour. You are my comforter, the one who comes to help me. Amen. So that's really all that I have to share with you today. But I have got some really cool books here that I have, because I've been researching and reading about prayer for a long time, so I've read quite a few books. And one of them that's really good is The Battle Plan for Prayer. This is awesome. It's linked to The War Room. I don't know if any of you have seen that movie, which is really cool. And John Eldridge, Moving Mountains. A friend gave me this book because she knew that I was interested in learning more about prayer. This is incredible. It's got all these prayers that you can pray that are really quite powerful, actually. And then How Can I Hear God Speak to Me, which I... This is here from the library here. And look at this one. Praying prayers of blessing over your husband. Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one, isn't it? Yeah. Actually, no, it was written by a couple. Bruce Wilkinson as well. Yeah. So, yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Oh, that was awesome. She's a great speaker, eh?